Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 42. Jesus said, "Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." It's kind of nice that Mary and Martha come back into the story a few different times within the four Gospels. Both of them must have been listening well to what Jesus spoke to them at their home the day Jesus visited. For Mary, the results of hearing Jesus speak to her showed fruit about 6 months later. At that time, she knelt down to anoint Jesus' feet with expensive perfume and wiped his feet with her hair, knowing he was about to head to his death in Jerusalem, and that his death would be for her. That truth had sunk in for her. For Martha, the truth Jesus spoke to her sank in too. Later, as she stood at the grave of her brother Lazarus, she gave one of the clearest confessions of faith you'll find in the Bible. At the death of her brother, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Martha replied, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Clearly, the truth had sunk in for busy Martha, too. What Jesus said was true for both of the women. The one thing needed, Jesus and his words of life, were not taken away from them. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. About a week later, he rose from the dead, too, after crushing every sin of distraction and worry at the cross. What Jesus gives you as you soak up his word at his feet can't be taken from you either. You can rest in what Jesus has done for you. Instead of letting yourself be pulled in so many unneeded directions, let the Lord pull you even more toward the one thing needed, hearing his good word. That is what he worked for Martha and what he will work for your heart too. His word and promises will never pass away. Let that sink in. The good news of the gospel cannot be taken away from you, ever, no matter what. Dear Lord, let your word sink into my heart, and let it bear abundant fruit as I trust in you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.